Hi, Dorothy.
Oh, hi, Ma. Ma, why are you wearing a raincoat? It's 80 degrees outside.
I had a chill.
I have another question. Are you wearing a saber under your coat?
Yeah, I think it is. I'll see you later.
Ma, take off the coat. Ma, did you forget to take your blood pressure medicine again?
I've got a job over at Captain Jack's Seafood Shanty.
Why?
I need money.
I give you money.
Big deal. You give me an allowance. Who do I look like, Dennis the Menace?
Look, Ma, you're 81. Now, working all day in a fast food place is too much for you. I absolutely forbid it.
Really, Warden? What are you going to do, send me back to that crummy old folks' home?
Ma, Shady Pines happens to be a beautiful retirement village.
Yeah, right. And Morley Safer just happened to wander in there by mistake.
Oh, we have great news.
You're never going to guess who we got to star in this year's production at the community theater.
Oh, Blanche, please, you say that every year. And every year we end up with Miami's answer to Meryl Streep, Phyllis Amoreau. She stinks.
Oh, I thought she was terrific last year in The Diary of Anne Frank.
Oh, Rose, please. During the entire second act, the audience kept yelling, "She's in the attic! She's in the attic!"
Well, this year, we just happened to have gotten a real actor, a star of incredible magnitude. Oh, Dorothy, the Miami Community Players are going to have the extraordinary experience of working with none other than the incandescent Mr. Patrick Vaughn.
Oh, Patrick Vaughn? Oh, my God! Oh, he is my all-time favorite TV actor. Oh, I cannot believe that I am actually going to meet Patrick Vaughn. Oh, I've had a crush on him for years. He is the sexiest actor on TV.
I hate to admit it, but he melts my Haagen-Dazs.
Rose, you tramp.
I'll see you later. I'm going to work.
Absolutely forbid you to leave this house.
I'm gonna work whether you like it or not.
Over my dead body.
Fine, have it your way.
Go, I'm tired of arguing with you.
Sophia! Is that a Captain Jack Seafood Shanty uniform you're wearing?
No, Rose. I'm off to discover the Straits of Magellan. Yo-ho!
Champagne?
Gee, it's hard to tell. The 2 for $7 sticker is covering the year of the February.
Well, I'm sorry, Dorothy, but the welcoming committee is on a budget. Now hurry up and finish arranging those flowers. Mr. Vaughn's going to be arriving from the airport any minute.
Oh, my God, that's him.
Oh.
How does the dressing room look?
Oh, who cares? How do I look?
Welcome, Mr. Ma.
Thanks, Dorothy.
Give me those. What are you doing here?
I had an hour to kill before work. I thought I'd swing by to meet Mr. Hollywood.
But you can't stay.
Why, you're embarrassed by your own mother?
When she's dressed like Vasco da Gama, yes.
Excuse me. Am I in the right place?
Oh, wow, are you ever.
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Patrick Vaughn.
Rose. Look, Rose,
This is my daughter, Dorothy. She's an English teacher.
And you are?
Linda Ronstadt. I'm doing the Pirates of Penzance across town.
This is my mother, Sophia Petrillo, who has to be going.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Mr. Vaughn. My name is Blanche Devereaux.
Blanche?
And, this is Rose Nylon.
Rose.
And, this over here is Dorothy's Bornack.
Dorothy.
And, we just want you to know how excited we are that an artist of your stature is going to be performing in our little theater.
Ladies, there are no small theaters, no small parts, only small actors.
Like Hervé Villachez.
I was speaking metaphorically.
Oh, please go on. That's such a beautiful language.
Rose, why don't we just show Mr. Vaughn around the theater?
Well, why don't I just do that myself, since I've had the most experience performing here?
Blanche, the parking lot doesn't count. I'll just...
Ladies, ladies, I'm afraid I don't have the time now. I'm doing another project in town. I have to meet with the director to discuss the nuances of the character I'll be portraying.
Oh, I think I read about that. Aren't you playing a tangerine in a television commercial?
Yes.
Oh, how exciting. Have you ever been a fruit before?
No, but having been in the musical theater for 30 years, I've had my share of offers. It was a delight meeting all of you.
Oh, Mr. Vaughn, don't forget, casting is tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
I'm looking forward to it. I trust that all of you will be reading for the part of my leading lady. To hell with this town. Come away with me.
But, Biff, you're a drifter. How can I just pull up stakes and run off with you?
Please reconsider, Josie. You're the prettiest girl in the county.
Shut up. Go on, Biff.
I need your answer now, Josie. What's it going to be?
I want you to take me, Biff. Right here on the stage.
Pardon me?
Oh, I'm sorry, that was just an ad lib.
Blanche Devereaux?
Just a moment.
My rear tires have less pressure in them.
I'm ready.
The moon is hanging awful low in the sky tonight, isn't it, Busty? Josie.
It sure is, Biff.
It makes me want to kiss you, Josie.
Oh, mind your manners, Biff. While we're at the 4th of July picnic, the whole town is here.
To hell with this town. Come away with me.
But you're a drifter, Biff. I can't just pull up stakes and run off with you.
Please reconsider, Josie. You're the prettiest girl in the county. I need to have your answer now. What's it going to be?
I want you to take me, Biff.
I'm afraid I popped your bosom.
Don't you worry about a thing, Patrick. My backup pair can take a lot more punishment.
Well, you made a complete fool of yourself.
Oh, yeah? Well, just wait and see who gets the part.
Could I have everyone's attention, please? We had to make a few very difficult choices, but remember, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, everyone here is a star. Now, playing the part of Josie will be Phyllis Hammerow, and the part of the sheriff will be played by Ronald Bromberg. The rest of you will be non-speaking townspeople. Thank you very much.
I don't believe it, Phyllis Hammerow.
I am stunned. He didn't like any one of us.
Well, let's get out of here.
Oh, I'll meet you girls at the car. I forgot my purse.
Blanche.
Yes, Judas.
You're mad because you didn't get the part.
Well, you're darned right. Was Phyllis really better than me?
Much better.
Oh.
But you are a far more attractive woman.
I know. What's your point?
Well, Blanche, I've never done anything like this before. I mean, I hardly know you, but would you consider having dinner with me tonight?
Oh, yes. 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 Wait till my friends hear about this.
Oh, for the time being, this must be our little secret. I'm in the middle of a rather messy divorce, and if the reporters get home...
Oh, say no more. I'm not naive about these things. I have a subscription to People magazine.
Well, then, until tonight at 8 o'clock.
See you later, Boff. I'm Biff. Patrick.
Blanche, come on.
Hi, Mr. Vaughn.
Oh, please call me Patrick. Rose, there's been something I've wanted to ask you all day.
Mine are real.
That's not what I wanted to ask you, but that is good to know. Rose, ever since we met, I had a feeling there was something between us. Would you consider having dinner with me tonight?
Jeepers, yes. Whoa, wait till Blanche and Dorothy hear about
it'll
this.
It'll have to be our secret for the time being. I'm in the middle of a messy divorce, and if the reporters get hold of it...
Oh, I understand. I read People magazine.
Well, then, until tonight at 10 o'clock.
I don't know what you just did, but you'd make one hell of a yodeler.
Blanche, Rose? Oh, hello.
Dorothy, I'm glad you're here. There's something I want to ask you. One, do you read People magazine? And two, are you doing anything tonight around midnight?
It's been a wonderful afternoon, Patrick.
It's been a wonderful week, Blanche.
Oh, Patrick, our relationship's just so special, I don't think I can keep it a secret any longer.
Well, it's hard on me too, Blanche. But when the time is right, I'll rent a plane and write it in the sky.
Oh, Patrick, sit down. I want to make a confession. I've never told this to another living soul, but I'm not perfect.
Blanche.
No, I mean it. Look in my left eye. What do you see?
Well, there's a little sleep crust in the corner.
No, I mean in the center. See, there's just a slight flaw in my iris.
Oh, yes. Blanche.
Dorothy, what are you doing here?
I live here.
You mean you and Blanche are roommates?
That's right. Now, what is going on?
Why, Patrick was just kind enough to drop by and help me rehearse my part in the play.
Rehearse what? You're a non-speaking townsperson.
We added a small stunt where Blanche gets tossed to the floor. Watch.
Oh. Well, I think I'm getting the hang of that, Patrick. I think I'll just go out in the backyard now and practice it on the lawn.
Patrick, what is really going on here?
I made up that flimsy excuse hoping to run into you. Thank goodness it worked out. I've really missed you.
Wait a minute. What do you think? I'm some kind of an idiot? I mean, you just said that you didn't even know Blanche and I were roommates.
That's right, and she believed it.
Oh, God, you're a wonderful actor.
There's no acting involved when I'm around you, Dorothy. This past week has been incredible.
Oh, let's tell everyone how we feel about each other. I dropped a contact.
You expect me to believe that? You don't wear contacts.
She dropped my contact. You see, I happened to run into Dorothy downtown, and I mentioned to her that I'd run out of contact solution. And she said that she had plenty of it here at the house because she doesn't wear them. So here we are.
Oh, okay.
Here it is. I found it.
You found what?
The lens, which I'm now going to rinse out in the solution that we have too much of.
Thank goodness you're here. I made up that ridiculous explanation, hoping I'd run into you. So you live here too, huh?
Yes. But why would you ask me if I live here if
you've
already...
Kiss me, Rose.
Go easy, Patrick. It's not a toy.
Well, I have to go, but we're still on for tonight.
Oh, you betcha.
Same rendezvous as last night.
10:45. You'll pull your car up behind the theater and leave the trunk open.
Goodbye.
Oh, Patrick, you're leaving so soon?
I'm afraid so.
I'll see you tonight. At the theater?
Yes, just at the theater.
Well, I must take my leave.
Yeah, don't leave your lens.
Oh, my lens. Oh! I think maybe I'd better put it in now. There, that's better. Farewell.
God, he's good.
Oh, excuse me. Have you seen Patrick?
Blanche,
have you seen Patrick?
No. Who's the flower for?
Oh, it's for Patrick. I thought I'd give him a rose for good luck since it's opening night.
I'll give it to him.
Well, why should you give it to him?
Well, haven't you heard that old theatrical saying?
No.
Never accept a rose from somebody named Rose on opening night.
Evening, ladies.
Oh, hello, hello, Patrick. I got you a little something in honor of opening night.
Well, thank you, Blanche. That's very thoughtful.
Well, I'd have gotten your rose, too, if my mother'd named me Violet.
Oh, Mr. Vaughn. Oh, Mr. Vaughn, did you hear about the cast change?
Cast change?
Ronald Bromberg has come down with a flu. He won't be able to play the sheriff.
Well, who can take over the part?
Hello.
She's the only one in the cast who fits into the costume.
Dorothy, maybe we better run the lines.
Oh, isn't he the greatest?
Yeah, the great ones always throw in a back rub.
What?
Have either of you seen Patrick?
Yes, he's off rehearsing lines. Oh.
What do you want him for?
I want to give him this.
Oh, I'll give it to him.
Believe me, he'd rather get it from me. He's been getting it from me all week. Patrick swore me to secrecy, but I've just got to tell someone. We're madly in love. We've been seeing each other ever since he got into town. Have a good show.
Phyllis, he is such a liar.
Oh, she sure is. Since Patrick got into town, he's
been seeing me.
Places, everyone.
My name's Biff. I'm a drifter. My story isn't a pretty one, but it's one that needs to be told. It was 1952, Waxahachie, Mississippi. The town 4th of July picnic.
Evening, sir.
Evening, fellow Waxahachieite.
Evening, sheriff.
Evening, Biff. What you doing here?
The usual, just drifting.
I just cannot believe you would stab me in the back.
Me? You're the backstabber.
Excuse us.
How much longer are you planning on staying in town, Biff?
Hard to tell.
Well, I'm going to keep my eye on you.
The sun was mighty hot today, wasn't it, Josie?
It sure was, Biff.
Patrick swore to me that I was the only woman in his life.
He told me the same thing.
Oh, you liar.
He said he was going to tell everybody about us. He said when the time was right, he was going to rent a plane and...
ride it in the sky?
Yes.
You, sir, are a dirtbag. Oh, I'm sorry. It must be the heat.
What are you two doing? Can't you see Patrick is in the middle of an exquisite performance?
You have no idea just how many performances he has been giving these last 2 weeks.
What?
He's been saying me and Blanche and Phyllis behind our backs.
You're a dirtbag! He's been saying me, too.
What?
Yes,
yes.
Oh, that man is sly.
I'm scum.
Oh, Flugernachen.
What?
Skoflugenachen. It's Scandinavian for someone who docks his boat in a handicapped slip.
There is more out here.
Well, I think it's time that man was exposed for what he really is. I'm going to go over there and tell him off right now.
Blanche.
Him.
I love you, Josie. I want you to know you're the only woman in my life.
That's a sack of cold chestnuts, mister.
Blanche.
Don't you blanch me, you lowlife. You think you can just roll into this town and have your way with every woman you want?
There was someone else besides me.
Oh, yes, that was me and that was Rose.
And me.
You slept with the sheriff?
Lord knows how many other women he took advantage of.
Ladies, I can explain, but now is not the time.
I will tell you what time it is. Time for a hanging. Somebody get me a rope.
And a tree from props.
Wait a minute. Let me speak. Oh, all right. I admit I'm guilty. But what's the big deal? We all had a good time. All of you who had a good time, put your hands back up. Ed, you damn liar, put your hand down. So what harm did I do?
What harm did you do? You lied to everybody.
You, sir, are nothing but a low-down carpet-bagging scallywag. And as God is my witness, I will never shampoo your hair again.
And another thing, you'll never what?
Don't ask.
Well, I guess you know how we all feel, so why don't you just get out of our sight, get out of our lives, and get out of our town right now. Like such a fool.
Oh, me too. Oh,
don't worry, girls. The audience had a real good time, and they got their money back on top of it.
That's not what we're talking about, you titmouse. We were talking about how humiliated we all were by Patrick.
Oh, you're right. I feel so common, so cheap, so used. How do you usually deal with that, Blanche?
Rose, just for that, I'm going to flush the toilet tonight while you're taking a shower.
You know, it's all our own fault. We behaved like a bunch of teenage groupies.
The first good-looking, sexy, debonair, charming man that rolls into town, we got on him quicker than mustard on a tie at a county fair.
You know, it's hard to stay mad at the guy. I don't know, there was something special about him. He made me feel beautiful.
He made me feel young.
He made me feel smart.
Good, what an actor.